Turning sour grapes into fine wine. Wine writer Natalie McLean talks about her terrible, horrible, no good, very bad year in a new memoir. Wine Witch on Fire is the third and latest book from Ottawa's Natalie McLean.
Well, you might think from the title, John, that this is the story of an angry woman who drinks a lot of wine and owns a lot of cats, but it's actually not. It does have humor and, spoiler alert, a happy ending.
Our tale begins on December 15th, 2012, what McLean calls her Nightmare Before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring except her wireless mouse. Her rivals accused her of content theft and began a good old-fashioned internet pile-on. McLean emerged from that with not only a finer understanding of copyright law, but with a resilience she didn't know she had. Today, she wears her Wine Witch label proudly.
I realize that the witch metaphor can be a powerful one. And for me, it's kind of the symbol of a wise woman who has been through life's dumpster fires and come out on the other side, you know, stronger, wiser, fiercer.
Wine Witch on Fire is not only a good story, but it also raises important questions, from the way wine is marketed to why we drink it in the first place. As McLean puts it, it can be hard to read the label from inside the bottle. With the City News Bookshelf, I'm John Ackerman.